Earlier this month, federal, state, and local law enforcement officials in Pittsburgh served dozens of arrest warrants on suspected gang members. More than half the warrants were based on a 155-count federal indictment. Federal officials began collecting evidence 18 months ago for this gang crackdown, the largest in the city's history. But during that same time, some young black men have managed to break away from the crime and violence of Pittsburgh's inner city and are now running their own businesses. From member station WDUQ, Jonas Cheney reports.
When the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette ran a six-part series entitled The Truth About Gangs last year, it painted a dark picture of hopelessness and despair in a city plagued by gangland murders and carjackings. Last month, one Pittsburgh neighborhood recorded more than four shootings in 2 weeks. Nearly every black neighborhood near Three Rivers Stadium has some kind of lingering problem with gangs. Young black males continue to kill each other over drugs, turf, and colors, despite statistics that show a drop in overall crime. Each year, the government announces another summer youth employment program that offers temporary jobs. But critics say that kind of federal help is nothing more than hot weather charity. What is needed, they say, is a long-term approach. Enter Jim Cimino, an administrative vice president with the Pittsburgh YMCA. Cimino recognized early on that a lack of steady employment for young black males was contributing to gang membership. So he wrote a proposal to create a computer repair and distribution company. The firm has since expanded and now includes a landscaping firm and a construction company, businesses that are run by at-risk teens.
This is not an employment program. It's an issue where we've placed ownership or developed the ownership of the businesses, and the ownership is squarely in the hands of the persons that come from the neighborhoods.
When original employees had trouble arriving at a name for the firm, they decided to use the anagram for No Name. No Name, spelled backwards, is Amanon, a three-year-old corporation that gave former gang members like Aaron, Tom, and Ian a reason to stop shooting at each other and start working together.
Me, Tom, and Ian, we're from different, I'll say hoods, because that's where we're basically from, hoods. We're making a difference, and we're making a difference now because I got kids in my neighborhood coming to me asking for jobs. Tom have kids in his neighborhood and Ian, too. So they're saying, well, I'm trying to get out this gang thing, so can y'all get us jobs? And right now we're working on with the computer company and with the cleaning company.
Aaron grew up with The Law, an acronym for Larimer Avenue Wilkinsburg, one of Pittsburgh's most notorious gangs. Ian is from the East Hills, where Cimino found his first group of new workers. And Tom lives in Homewood, a neighborhood where residents are accustomed to the sound of nightly gunshots. On this day, Tom uses a can of spray paint to brighten up the playground equipment on Pittsburgh's north side. The rare warmth of a fall day means workers can shed their coats as Tom helps to direct the construction of a new neighborhood park. He is now in a position to offer legitimate employment to close friends who once thought dealing drugs was the only real way to make a buck. Ironically, Tom sometimes has to fire someone he's just helped.
My best words is I'll cancel you, but I go by the regulations and the rules and everything, you know, about how to do it. But, I mean, I really don't like to do that because I want to see, if I hire someone, if it's a young black or whoever it is, I want to see them strive and be good at the business. But sometimes you get people who say they want a job but not necessarily want to work.
It's hard for a lot of people to believe that Tom is now president of a landscaping company that sprouted from the original computer firm. But his meteoric rise to upper management actually started on the street. That's where the real credit for the success of the program rests, with outreach workers like Frank Chapman. It's his job to judge talent and recruit potential leaders. Chapman, who grew up virtually alone in the inner city, is streetwise. He understands the neighborhood and wins the respect of those who live in it because most realize they have a common bond. The former probation officer says even gang members will respond to opportunity once you gain their respect.
You know, I'm just like they are. You know, I grew up without my father. I grew up in the inner city. I don't approach this as a job. It's my passion. I mean, I live it and I eat it and I sleep it. You know, I suffer through it every day. You know, so you have to give a 110% commitment to these young people because they'll know who's for them and who's not. They see right through it.
Roman Yancey, a construction supervisor who makes sure newcomers learn how to read blueprints and understand the nuances of drain ditches and 220-degree angle cuts, says the key to retaining their attention boils down to a simple concept.
They're looking for truth. They can live with that. I'm shocked myself that that's what's been holding them. We let them see all of the documentation, and they'll work with it.
The truth, as Yancey sees it, is accepting the kids as they are and letting them know that they all have something positive to offer.
The same color as everything else, it should blend in there when it dries.
The restoration of this Northside playground is just one of five community parks Tom and other at-risk teens will refurbish as part of a $50,000 a year contract with the city of Pittsburgh. Labels like gangbangers and young thugs have disappeared from the vocabulary of those who work for this company. Most of the young employees take pride in knowing that Middle America is slowly realizing that baggy pants, braids, being black, and living in the inner city don't have to be deterrents to gaining a measure of success in the business world. For National Public Radio, I'm Jonas Chaney.